Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello? I was like, why can't I hear myself?
What? Hello? Are we on now? Great. Nice. Great. Nice. We're winning already. Happy Friday.
Off to a terrible start, everybody. Great.
Cool.
We're there's so many things going on behind the scenes right now, Jess and I. And I actually got here early today. This is the problem. When I walk in late, everything's flawless.
No, it's not.
When I walk in early to like prep.
You know, it gives me the most anxiety when you do come in so close to start time.
Why?
Because when something's wrong in there with the studio, it's like there's no time to troubleshoot it.
Doesn't matter.
So that freaks me out. And then you freak out and I'm like, bro, it's, I mean, what?
I work out so well when I'm in freak out mode. When I come in.
But is that what you think?
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I can troubleshoot so much better panicked than when I have ample time.
I'm telling you right now, on the outside, for the person who's experiencing your crash out, it's literally not good for anyone.
For me, though, I promise you, I can just be so much more. I came in early today because Charlotte's working from home, our producer. And so, like, I've had all the time. I'm just sitting with Jess and I just chit-chat and nothing's prepped.
Because we were talking.
I know. We're just being friends over here. That's the problem. Less friends, more work.
But
okay?
I got here earlier, so I got, if you notice, I don't talk to you until my stuff is done.
I see why.
So I was chatting.
And I'm just like, hey, girl. Yeah.
My stuff was done.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
Here we go.
Number three.
Ocean City just ranked second on the list of cities with the most scenic commutes. Using U.S. Census data, the commuting index identified the average commute time by city, among other factors, for over 550 locations to determine the places with the most scenic commute. Ocean City got second place. Clearwater, Florida took the top spot. Ocean City came in hot with 370,000 Instagram hashtags and a perfect park rating, and locals clock in an average of a 19-minute commute.
I mean, it is beautiful. I can imagine it.
If you're at
Clearwater
the beach,
is too, though. Clearwater is too. I've lived down there for a couple of years. It's beautiful too. I mean, it's both arguably beautiful, but shout out Ocean City for sure, no doubt.
Number two.
Nielsen released its new multi-platform rating. So this is gonna allow us for the very first time to actually compare shows from both linear TV and streaming services over a 35-day period. So they've just released a list of the 100 most watched shows of the 2024-25 season. And I'm going to give you the top three. I didn't watch any of these top three. Only one show that I actually watched made the top 10. So I don't know if that's my bad or no one cares about the shows that I'm watching. I just think it's a little weird. So in third place, Tracker on CBS.
Never heard of it.
Well, 17.4 million viewers are obsessed with
it.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Second place, Adolescence on Netflix.
Never even heard of it.
Me either. 19 million viewers. And here's the thing about this, too. It's like there's so many different, like, worlds on just Netflix alone.
Yeah.
Like, so it's just like, okay. And then number one, Squid Game. On Netflix.
Damn.
27.1 million. Did you watch it?
I didn't finish it.
I barely watched the first season and I haven't watched it since.
I haven't watched the second one. But I mean, so many people watch so much of it. I can understand why it did so well.
The only one of my shows that made the top 10 was Nobody Wants This in 10th place.
Okay.
Which is so good.
Number one.
You can buy soap infused with Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. Sydney Sweeney partnered... Yes, this is real. With Dr. Squatch to release a limited edition soap called Bathwater Bliss. The soap contains exfoliating sand, pine bark extract, and literally the water from Sydney's original bath used in the ad. She said, when your fans start asking for your bathwater, you can either ignore it or turn it into a bar of soap.
I mean.
Only 5,000 bars are going to launch on June 6th. This is a limited edition with some fans obviously joking online, considering spending their life savings for one of these bars of soap.
Is that weird? Is that too weird?
At this point, you know what? Go ahead, Sydney.
For her, make that money.
At this point, she's like, if you guys are going to be out here wiling, then I'm a wild out too. Have a bar of soap. If you want that, here's it. Because you know it was like literally, it's like a droplet.
I'm sure.
It's a droplet of her bath water. Let's be real.
I guess.
This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision.
Do you know why people hate using Facebook Marketplace? It's because of people like me. People that like to kind of abuse the system. Listen, I do not like to use Facebook Marketplace. I just feel like people get on there, they abuse the system, they say, hey, like, can I get a deal on this? Can I, I'll show up, yeah, I'm going to buy it. People don't show up, or they just haggle down prices too much. I feel like, though, I feel like I might have a legitimate issue that is worth at least exploring with something that I bought over the weekend. So I moved down to Columbia 6 months ago, and ever since I moved down there, they've got so many bike trails. It's built for biking.
Now you want a bike?
I did. I actually bought a bike over the weekend off of Facebook Marketplace. I didn't know if I was going to be into biking. I haven't biked since I was a kid.
Okay, so you wanted like a used bike before you
really got into
out if you're about to do this for real.
Spent $120 on a used bike, and I'm like, let me see if I like this. Y'all, I biked over the long weekend, realized I'm not a bike guy. I don't like it. I'm not a fan. It's like my butt hurts, my legs hurt.
You just don't like it.
Couldn't figure the gears out. Like,
you'd rather just be walking?
I'd rather just walk.
I'm not a bike guy. Got it.
Figured that out.
Yeah.
Hadn't tried it. Didn't know. So, but I mean, I spent $120 on this bike, and I'm like, well, that sucks.
Okay.
So last night I was sitting there and I'm like, well, that bike's just going to go to waste. Like,
let me sell it again.
Well, no, that's where I was like, I mean, if you go and buy something from Target,
bro, stop it. Stop. I know you're not trying to return this bike on Facebook Marketplace.
Listen to me. If you go and you buy something from the store,
dude,
you get at least 30 days to decide if you want something or if you don't.
This is a person online.
So,
like,
I thought to myself, I mean,
I want my money back.
It's only been a few days. Let me send her. I just thought, let me send her a message.
No way.
And see if she would consider.
She left you on red.
Taking the bike back.
Yeah.
So before I went to bed last night, just to ask the question.
Like, would you take the question back because I don't want it anymore?
And I will read this message to you because I think I put it pretty eloquently with a little bit of a guilt trip on the end of it. Okay. So I said, hey, the bike's totally fine. No issues whatsoever. I realized something about myself, though. I'm just not a bike person. After a couple of rides, I'm just not into it. I know this isn't how Facebook Marketplace usually works, but I figured it wouldn't ask to hurt. Is there any chance that you would consider taking it back? I totally get that this is a kind of a big, weird ask, but here's the hook. I said, but it's actually my birthday this week.
You're so lame.
If you can find any part of you that believes in good karma and maybe a little birthday magic, I'd be forever grateful.
Birthday magic? Get out of here. I literally would be like, it's not my fault or responsibility that you're not a bike person.
So
what did she say?
She hasn't read it yet because I had sent it last night before I went to bed.
She's not going to open it. She
wouldn't
sees
you take it
the
back,
little
though?
Line in the messages. She's not going to open it and act like she never saw it. I'm telling you right
wouldn't
now, you're not getting a response.
Wouldn't you, though, take it back, honestly?
No, I wouldn't take it back. I literally would be like, listen, that's not how this is the wild, wild west. If you wanted a legitimate bike, you should have gone to like some department store and had a receipt so you could do that. Want to go to the wild, wild west, then you got to accept the wild. You're not getting your money back. It's your responsibility to figure it out on what you're going to do with the bike, and you better not say birthday magic again.
I feel like I would have. I'm being serious now. I feel like I would. The birthday magic thing was trying to be like a little guilty, but kind of cute with it. I feel like, though, if somebody really bought something and they just didn't want it, obviously, and like she can resell it to somebody else, like just take it back.
Dude, there's no way that you'd be giving anybody their money back.
All BS aside, I think I really would.
If they just
wanted to try it out, I think I would literally.
$120, you wouldn't.
I think I would find it in my heart.
No, you'd be like Kramer Karen final sale.
We'll see how this goes. I'll keep you posted if she takes it back.
I mean, she's not going to hit you back, we'll wait. Not holding our breath.
No chance. You think she'll respond or no?
No, I'm telling you right now.
Nothing?
She saw it popped up on her phone. She's not even going to open it. She's like, LOL.
She just read the notification.
Yeah,
said, no way.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up? You ready to go for this $1,000 in free gas? It's Friday. We're having fun. And I want you to play these questions in your head right now. See how you would do if you were playing the $1,000 minute. Let's go to caller number 10. Hi, who's this? Hi.
This is Ron.
Ron, what's up, man? You're number 10. You did it.
And John.
Oh, wait, it's who?
John.
Oh, John. God, I never get the name.
John, Sheila, Dave, and Ron.
Oh, wait.
Oh, John, Sheila, Dave, and Ron. Wait, we've had Sheila on before and Dave, right?
We played a couple times.
Yeah, because you guys are at work right now, right? But this is the first time we've had four of you. I think we've had two. And you guys work at the gas station, right?
No. We work at a shipyard.
Oh, the shipyard. Like, okay, cool.
You know what you guys just did? You did the equivalent of, like, the clown car. You know what I mean? Like, you just open the door and people just keep getting out as we...
You have no idea.
But we've never done the crew of four. We've done a duo, so this is going
to
be fun.
Well, let's go, guys. You guys know how to play this game. Jess is going to explain, and we're going to go for $1,000 in free gas. Jessica, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. John, Sheila, Dave, and Ron, you guys ready to play?
Yep.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Cristiano Ronaldo is known for playing what sport?
Soccer.
Correct. Question number two. What time is it 7 hours and 15 minutes before 3 p.m.?
I'll pass.
Question number three. What is the name of the play about the young prince of Denmark and a ghost?
Pass.
Question number four. What pop star's real name is Katherine Hudson?
Pass.
Question number five. Who was the first explorer to sail all the way around the world?
Magellan.
Correct. Question number six. What element has the symbol AU on the periodic table?
Pass.
Question number seven. What does the abbreviation CIA stand for?
Central Intelligence.
Correct.
Question number two. What time is it 7 hours and 15 minutes before 3 p.m.?
7:45.
Correct. Question number three. What is the name of the play
That's
about...
That's 60 seconds right there.
No!
That's 60 seconds.
Dang it.
I know. That's 60 seconds right there. Did we get it, though? Let's keep going here. Let's see if the team was able to pull it all together.
Yeah, so we got that 7:45 a.m. question for two. Number three. What is the name of the play about a young prince of Denmark and a ghost? Do you guys have that now?
Hamlet.
Yep, it's Hamlet.
Yeah.
Question number four. What pop star's real name is Katherine Hudson? Do you know that?
It is
Katy Perry.
Yes, Katy Perry.
Yep.
Name, yeah.
And then the only other one that we had to pass on was number six, and that was what element has the symbol AU on the periodic table, and that is gold.
Gold. Yeah. It's a solid team. You guys did great today. Hey, it's all good, man. We had a fun week this week, $1,000.
Yeah, come back. This is so fun. The more people, it's way more fun.
Next week is what we're going to do. We're going to do a five full days of $1,000 free gas from Dash. And so hopefully you guys will come back and we'll try it all over again, okay?
All right, man.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashin and start your day with the classic country breakfast Stackadilla. They've also got the Santa Fe Stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashin.
Okay, she doesn't want to use her real name, so we're just going to call her Lauren, but are we going to ask for forgiveness or are we going to demand an apology today?
So I want an apology from my student's mom because she has enabled his bad behavior all school year. And now she comes to me asking to help him get a job.
What?
So I'm a high school English teacher, mm-hmm. and I'm done. This is my last year. I've been feeling the burnout for a little bit, but this year just did me in.
Yeah.
I had a senior who just wore me down. Every day he wanted to make my life harder.
Ugh.
So I reached out to his mom many times, emails, phone calls. I never got one response.
So when you're reaching out, are you basically letting her know how bad it's been in the classroom? Is she getting all this information from you?
Yes. And then him knowing that she was unresponsive just made it worse.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, why do I have to get better if my mom's not doing anything?
I'm not going to get in trouble at home. So
exactly. Like
Made your job harder.
Exactly. Like, there was no consequences for him at home.
Yeah, and you're
getting no backup here. Yeah.
Exactly. So there was graduation this past week. And after graduation, I got this overly sweet email just saying thank you and how grateful she is to have a teacher that cares so much for her students. You have always gone above and beyond, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, clearly, because you have 1,000 emails from me that you've never responded
but,
to.
But hang
I'm
on.
Going above and beyond to get to even talk to you.
But
what?
It sounds nice. Why are you so upset?
No, she asked at the end if I would write him a job recommendation.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
There's like there ain't no way. Is she for
so
real?
Wait, so you've literally been like, wait, your son's an absolute terror. I need your help. And she's ignored you.
Ignored the whole time.
And now she needs you to write a job recommendation.
Like, I have just never been so insulted in my entire life.
I'd be so pissed.
First off, do we feel like that's the appropriate thing for her to do?
That's the most inappropriate thing I've ever heard in my life.
It seems like a lot, yeah, after ignoring you all school year.
Poor
and you're like,
Lauren
hey.
Literally has left teaching.
Because first of all, like, this is appropriate, but the fact that you're not going to teach
like,
next
you're not,
year.
Yeah, it's not like, even like go, you're done with the school year. Like, you're done. Like, you have no obligation to that school. You have no obligation. Like, you're done.
Well, what do you want from us? How can we assist in this?
I really do believe I deserve an apology for how her son acted.
Yeah.
And I just want her to admit, like, that she has been a bad mom.
Oh.
Like, that's what it comes down to. She really has been a bad mom.
Wow.
I don't know if any of us have the right to get someone else to admit that.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, in any situation.
I mean, she definitely didn't do great
but I
when
do,
it came to,
but
like,
I do think what Lauren deserves is for the mom to admit, yes, I did ignore you, and that was something that I did.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's kind of, that's what would drive me crazy.
She failed the partnership for sure. I don't know if we can get her to say, like, I was a bad mom. From what Charlotte's explained to me is that, like, Christine is a bit aggressive. So I don't know how this is going to go when we bring them together. Lauren, hang on for 1 second. Don't let her know that you're on till we give her a chance to guess. And by the way, Lauren's not her real name, so we're going to try to not use real names on this. Just hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Let me get Christine in. Hi, Christine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you again so much for coming on and agreeing to do this. I know that Charlotte, our producer, explained to you that this is a radio segment about forgiveness, and we've got somebody on that either wants to ask for forgiveness or, ask for an apology from you. Is there anybody that possibly came to mind overnight that might want to bring you on a segment like this?
I mean, the only thing I could think of was there's a new worker at our job site. She was taking food that was marked specifically for each one of us.
Mm.
But she has been told and warned that this has got to stop.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's not that, but, like, I am invested.
That is a crime for sure, a workplace crime. Yeah, no, it's not. So the person that wanted to bring you on today is actually your son's teacher.
Which one?
You probably don't know who I am because you've been ignoring my emails for a year. And then you had the audacity to ask me to write a recommendation for your son. Ringing any bells now?
Well, of course it is. I know exactly who you are. You've been incredibly aggressive with my son all year long. I don't understand what the problem is. Because this
you don't understand what the problem is? If you read any of my emails, you would understand what the problem is.
I have a full-time job. I have 2 kids. I have hobbies. I don't have time to sit around answering every single email teacher sends.
You don't have time to read an email when a teacher is concerned about your child? Do you even
hear
yourself?
Are you married?
Talking?
Are you married?
It doesn't matter what my
personal
life is.
Are you married?
It does not matter.
Are you married, Christine?
I don't know what that has to do. What does that have to do with?
Your son's teacher shared with us that she had been having major difficulty with him in the classroom as far as disruptions. Did you see those emails that she had been, emails and phone calls that they had been reaching out to you all year?
It's obvious that she's not married just from the way she seems to have nothing else to do but to harass us. So I'm going to answer your question.
Don't worry about it.
And maybe that's why.
I have nothing else better to do than think about your son.
It's my turn. You try running a household with two kids and everything else. And not once have I gotten a complaint from any other teachers. And I think this is all about her because as I understand it, she's quit. So I think she just had to find some excuse, and she's blaming it on my son.
But what does that mean, though? So if you are not, just because you weren't receiving any of that feedback from anyone else, you assumed what she was saying wasn't true?
Well, I know it's not true because I know how my son has been raised, and I just think it's something that she's taking it personally. It's just, to me, it feels very petty. And I sent her a very nice letter saying, thank you for all the time you put in with my son. And if it would be possible,
because you were setting it up to ask me something.
Okay, Lauren, why don't you tell Christine what your objective for this phone call is?
You just need to admit that you are a bad, negligent mother.
Well, you know something, dear? I really hope to find something to keep you busy because obviously this is no longer the field for you to be in.
You're absolutely right. Because of parents like you who could not care less about your child's education and behavior.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
You need to know that you are failing your son.
Okay. Let's take a second real quick.
Christine, do you feel like you owe Lauren an apology for this?
Absolutely not. She has a job to do, and it isn't to tell me how to be a parent.
I did my job to come to you.
And I feel sorry for every other teacher if they have an issue that you continue to neglect your other child. I feel very sorry. I don't think you have anything to say about being a parent when you've never been a parent.
Okay. When you become a parent, then you and I can have another conversation.
I don't even want to have a conversation.
I think clearly we've gotten our answer.
Yeah, Lauren, we're not going to be able to get an apology.
Your entitlement is showing through the radio that you think that you are better than teachers. All we are trying to do is to help you educate your children.
Absolutely consumes you.
God bless you, honey. I really feel sorry for you. I really hope you need to do some growing up.
This is forgive and forget this week. We got it. What just happened on the radio about 15 minutes ago was nothing less than explosive. We are still a little on edge.
Yeah, it was very, very intense.
Whoa. Probably, I would say in the 5 years we've been here, maybe the most explosive forgive and forget we've ever had. And honestly, I don't know who was in the wrong. And that's why we decided we need to come back and kind of talk about what just happened because I don't know who was wrong in that situation. That was two really interesting situations. So we usually Jess and I can walk away from these and be like, oh, somebody clearly was in the wrong. When there's an explosive situation, we can clearly be like, okay, this is where that went bad. I don't know in that last one, where that went south because I think when Lauren all of a sudden was like, I want her to admit that she's a bad mom. I was like, ooh, okay. That's a lot. But then also when you've got Christine over here who has basically put Lauren down by saying,
belittling her
who was in the wrong? Are they both in the wrong? Is one in the wrong? I don't know. What is the text line saying?
A text right here says, I'm a teacher and this teacher is in the wrong. She's not helping herself here. She's kind of embarrassing us other teachers. You don't call another parent a bad parent and expect to get results. I don't know. I'm glad she quit. We don't need her educating our future.
I mean, yeah. 410-583-1065. I mean, I can see that side of it. Hey, Heather in Essex, good morning.
Good morning.
Where did everything go haywire here? I don't even really know.
I think the mom just excuses all his
behavior. Yeah.
And the fact that she doesn't believe that is a problem is the problem.
Yeah.
Because if there's a problem and you don't think that it's really happening, why wouldn't you talk to a teacher?
Yeah.
My son graduated last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get an email you respond.
Yeah. I think that's what, I mean, the whole conversation was very uncomfortable on both ends, I will say. But something that stood out to me when Christine was speaking first and saying, you know, I didn't hear anything about this from other teachers. And then for Lauren to come back and be like, actually, that's not true. Right. There's so many of us that have been reaching out to you.
Right.
That was a red flag.
Well, but here's the thing. I'm just,
oh, absolutely.
Now in hindsight, though, I'm like, was this just the wrong forum to handle this in? Like, you know, was Lauren wrong now that she knows has no accountability with the school? Was she even wrong to ask her to do this? That's kind of my
mind. You can always ask. Clearly the answer is no.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Things obviously just got very much out of hand.
You know who needs help? This guy sitting across from me.
You're about to look really dumb, but go ahead.
Dude, okay, go so ahead. Off the mic, we're having a conversation.
What's the radio station, Jessica?
Kramer Jess makes 106.5, whatever. Off the mic, we were having some conversation that we won't get into because that's a whole other conversation.
No, you can say,
you can give
the principal.
Okay, fine.
It's fine.
So
I was just saying that, like, I've kind of taken a step back from dating right now.
Okay.
And that's really it.
Sure.
More or less.
Sure.
More
anyways. Or less. Anyways. So we're chatting. And then he says to me this word. And I literally was like, can you please just talk regular to me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you please just mm-hmm. talk to me normal? Like, why do you always have to make up some crazy, weird, bougie sounding word?
Jessica says she's never heard this word before.
I can't even say it. What is it?
I said, and I'll
Riga,
put, and I'll put, and
marole,
I'll put this in
regular,
context for you. And I'll put this in
bread
context.
Roll.
I said, I've kind of stopped dating right now. Because I don't want the rigmarole of it all.
Rigmarole.
And Jess looked at me, y'all, like I was a caveman.
I said, why? I know. I swear to you, my words were, can you please just talk regular to me? Like, why do you always need to say these random things for no reason? Like, just be yourself.
Jess looked at me
regular.
Like, you know those movies where, like, people come back from, like, the 1700s, you know, and, like I'm a ghost or something, and I've come back and speaking old English to her.
And I asked him, did you just make that up?
Yeah, she literally
Did you literally just make up that word?
Slang from the 80s or something, like before she was
rigmarole?
Born. And I'm like, you've never heard the word rigmarole? And I'm like, yeah, rigmarole. I don't, I've kind of taken a step back from dating because I just don't want the rigmarole.
Which means what? What's the definition?
And this is the problem. And she goes,
spell it and define the word now.
And then she goes, well, what does that mean? And I was like, I don't really know what it means.
Exactly. So why are you talking like that? Because you just made it up.
But it's like, I don't want like the rigmarole. I don't want like the rigmarole.
So it's made up.
Like, it's definitely not a made up
word. So you just
word.
Made up a fake
no,
word.
No, it's not. It's definitely not.
Well, then define it. Spell it define it.
I couldn't do either.
So it's fake.
But I guarantee. So wait, hang on. Be honest. And
if you can't define it and if you can't spell it, then don't say it to me.
All radio-ness aside, let's act like it's just you and I talking again. Like the mics aren't on. You've honestly never heard the word rigmarole ever in your life.
I swear to you, I have never heard anyone in my life use that word ever.
I promise you, I cannot be the only person.
But what? Can I just ask you, like, why did you feel the need to even
because
say
it's
it?
It's a very common word.
Couldn't you just say?
It's like using the word air or sky or water. It's not.
Couldn't you just say the mess? Couldn't you just say the trouble?
No, it's because it's
couldn't
the word.
Couldn't you just say
it's rigmarole? It's like it's
not.
It's exactly
can
what
you
it is.
Just talk normal to me, please?
Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Right, it's a very British word.
It's a British
completely right.
Thank you. Wait, hey,
who is this?
Good morning. Hi,
this is Kirsty. Good morning.
Oh, Kirsty, I love you. You're telling me that this is a British word that's used?
It's a very British word.
It's
rigmarole. It's actually rigmarole.
Rigmarole.
You can't be bothered with the hassle of it.
Hassle.
Can't be bothered with being worried about it.
I'm actually so happy that you're here because we are pronouncing it wrong. It's rigmarole, not rigmarole. So you technically I am correct.
Can't be bothered with the rigmarole.
Okay, I'm technically right because you made it up. You made it up technically because Kirsty just confirmed that like her word is right. You just made that up.
It is an actual kind of word. I was like on the right path. To a real word, so I can't be bothered with
you
the rigmarole
of dating.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Yeah. If you don't know my friend Jess over here, very sensitive person.
Yes.
It's good and bad, you know? It's good because she's a, you know.
Never bad. If you're emotional like me, it's okay.
Depends on what side of it you're on.
Don't listen to the haters.
I've definitely been on some bad sides of the emotional of it. But it's not about me right now. So we decided to make a game out of this. How this goes is we come on here once a week. And Jess is going to tell you three reasons of why she may have potentially...
Uh-oh.
That was karma for making fun of you.
Ha-ha!
Potentially cried. Okay, potentially cried. That's the caveat, potentially. You're going to try to guess which one of these three stories actually made her cry. If you get it right, you win a prize. The prize this week, of course.
Two tickets to Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
Let's get into it. Friday Cry Day. Story number one.
Story number one. So I started watching this new show on Netflix called Battle Camp. Do you know what it is?
I do not.
Oh my God. Okay. So when I say it's good, like I physically cannot turn it off. It's so bad. It's basically like a combination of all the reality TV stars from different shows on Netflix on this one cast doing all these crazy like challenges in the wilderness. I don't know. I'm obsessed with it.
So is it kind of like Road Rules?
Sure.
Real World back in the day when they used to like team up and do stuff?
Basically, but it's all of the Netflix universe. So okay. It's just so, so cool. But I've gotten so addicted to the show to the point where like I'm watching and then I look up and it's 10:30. And for me, that's 2 hours past my bedtime. And unfortunately, I did that one of the nights and I woke up and I was so tired. I started crying because not only was I tired, I'm mad because this is Netflix. I can watch it tomorrow.
Anytime.
Like I can watch it anytime. What's wrong with me?
You get sucked in.
I did.
It happens. Story number two.
Story number two. So I had recorded an episode with one of my aunties for my podcast, Life in Bloom with Jess, but last minute she decided that she wasn't ready to release her episode, which I totally respect because it was a very vulnerable conversation. So I just had to pivot. So I recorded an entirely new solo podcast episode instead, only to realize the audio never recorded because it was a technical difficulty on the platform's fault, nothing of my own. And I just sat there and cried.
I didn't ask you. We actually talked about this whole situation on our Uncensored. We have a podcast called Kramer and Jess Uncensored, which you can go find on the Odyssey app or wherever.
If you want like the whole
story.
Yeah.
How long was the second episode that you recorded by yourself?
An hour and a half.
Oh, it was an hour and a half by yourself.
Which I wasn't going to use the whole thing, obviously, but you know, I was just yapping it up.
You like, you spend all that time going yourself. Wow. Okay. Story number three.
So, that's fine. Story number three. So I am going to San Diego next weekend for a wedding and we're turning it into a little vacation because we haven't been there in like 5 years, which is insane. And I'm so excited. But then I find out that my best friend Stephanie is going to be there the weekend after I leave. Like ships in the night just passing each other. And I don't know why the universe literally only allows us to see each other once a year.
I do. Because I've seen them together, and it's not
And I
good.
Just started crying because I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
But I could totally see why that makes you cry.
So sad.
Okay, my educated guess, if I could help you out, would probably be the podcast because I know that was like a lot of work. Kelly from Bel Air, good morning.
Good morning.
What was the real cry? Story one, two, or three?
I'm going with two. That's just because that's a lot of work. And I totally get it, and I would have cried too.
Yeah, I'm going with two as well. It's a podcast, man. Podcast, hour and a half recording, probably how much? At least an hour to editing.
Like, yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Twice. That's two episodes down.
Nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, was that the real cry this week?
It was not the real cry.
Oh, really?
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I was so numb.
Yeah.
I was just you know when it's so bad that you just don't have
You're
anything
over the crying
inside.
Phase. Yeah.
I think it was like
so bad.
I was like in shock where the universe was like, not today, girl. And I was like, all right, I guess not.
Fair. Kelly, I mean honestly it makes sense though.
Good guess. I think I just didn't have anything left inside me.
It's where I would have gone to. I think your deduction skills make sense, but not this week. We'll try it again next week though, okay?
All right, have a good weekend.
You too. Let's go to, this is the lovely Melissa in Dundalk. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Melissa, you've got two options left. Which one was the real cry?
I'm going with number three because I know how important Jess's friends and family are to her.
That's true.
If that was me, I would be so devastated, especially when you don't get to see that best friend very often.
God, I'll tell you what, great deduction skill, because if you listen to this game a lot, you know, like, friends, family, it's always a good thing to hone in on because we go there a lot. Jess, was that the real cry this week?
I was devastated.
That is crazy, man.
Devastation. Crazy. I was like, what? What are you talking about? Like, what do you
mean
that you're going to be there the week after I'm going to be there and I'm not going to see you? Like, why? Yeah. Anyways.
We know why, though.
Melissa, I'm thankful that you just won Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets on my trauma.
Yeah, seriously.
Ah, my daughter's going to be so excited.
You're going to have so much fun. Monday, June 2nd, Jelly Roll and Post Malone, Northwest Stadium, because you know me. You know my tears.
Yep. And I'm sorry that you're going to miss your friend, but hopefully you guys can catch up soon.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I feel like once a year is good for you guys.
I'm going to do everything I can to convince her just to get on a flight and come.
Yeah, why not?
She's in Vegas.
Can she not move her weekend?
It's like an hour and
a
half.
Why can't she move her weekend?
You know how it is, because we're all grown-ups and it sucks.
That's the real question.
And adulting is hard. But I'm going to text her every day and be a menace.
Yeah, why not?
Until she falls and just changes her trip for me.
Hey, thank you for playing Friday. It was a well-played round, and we'll do it at the same time next week.
Fantastic. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.